I want to buy an exotic animal.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
Your golden doodle isn't enough? That's pretty exotic.
He's a labradoodle, and he is, but I think
Tony's pretty exotic.
there's always room. I'd like to buy, like
I had an
a
exotic
fox.
animal. I had a pet raccoon. I had two pet
That's
raccoons.
not
Is
an
that
exotic
exotic?
animal.
What do you mean it's not exotic?
A raccoon is not exotic.
Don't ever think that you can domesticate those things or trust them, Jeff Calkins, a raccoon. What do you mean you had it as a pet?
Why would you have a raccoon as a pet?
When I was a child, so
What?
I read a book called Rascal, and it was by Sterling North, and it was about a boy with a pet raccoon. And so then, I actually think it had to do with me having leukemia, and so my parents were like, it was like kind of a make-a-wish thing, whatever, but I wanted a pet raccoon. And there was a guy named Mr. Fezzik, and he raised raccoons to train his coon dogs. He had raccoon dogs, right, that were tree raccoons. And so he had this elaborate system where he'd put them in boxes and he'd fly them along and the dogs would. But anyway, so he had litters of raccoons. And so we went and we bought a baby raccoon from him, and he lived in the house and he slept on my pillow.
Oh my God.
What the hell?
He ate premium dog chow.
Cat food and dog food, yes. They love it.
And would walk right over. Their raccoons are
shake
smart,
your,
so they
shake
can
your hand.
Open. They can open the and for about 9 or 10 months was the best pet you could ever imagine. Would be on my shoulder and play with my hair, and I'd ride on my bike,
That's
and he'd
disgusting.
Be in my bike basket. And I had a pet raccoon, and people would come up and say, "Oh, can I pet him?" And I, yeah, absolutely. His name is Cricket, and it's the best pet ever.
Did you know this story, John?
I had no
this
idea.
Is quite
this
the story, Jeff. What happens after 9 months? The 9 months are going great.
Okay, so then, Jason, this is where it feeds into what you said.
Uh-huh.
He becomes an adolescent raccoon, and raccoons are actually, in the end, wild.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, yep.
And so, started spending a lot of time out at night, would started getting a little fierce, would chase people, and like the cleaning. We had a cleaning lady then, and like she'd get up on chairs, and he'd be hissing at her, and like that, and it's amazing to me that my mom didn't make me so that we didn't get rid of this raccoon, because like she'd come in at night, and Cricket would be asleep on my pillow, and she'd like be wanting to move Cricket, and Cricket would hiss at her.
Yes, they hiss. Yes, they're rabid.
They hiss at her.
They're rabid animals.
They carry disease as well.
Cricket was not rabid. So,
well, he was.
I don't know if we gave Cricket rabies shots. So,
he was very likely rabid.
That's a dangerous upbringing you had, buddy.
At about 14 months or 15 months, we went up. We have a little cottage in Michigan, and so we didn't take Cricket. First time when it was a little raccoon, we took Cricket. This time we didn't take Cricket because we thought Cricket might go bananas in the car. One time in the car, Cricket attacked my mother, so she was bleeding and stuff.
What
and so,
the hell?
I told you.
My mother is such a tough bird that she doesn't like even pretend it never happened. She just gets out and slaps some toilet paper on her leg that's bleeding and says, "Oh no, we were driving. It was me and some friends.
Cricket.
Me and some friends were in the car. I was eight and Cricket attacks her while she's driving. She says, "Get in the back, get in the far back." And we're scrambling in the back. Cricket's hanging off my mom's arm. And so
Cricket's an ass.
Got to be a little fierce, okay?
Yeah.
So anyway, so then we were up in Michigan, and Cricket came. My sister Joan was home taking care of the house, and she was in college then. And Cricket came home and was all bloodied and messed up. And so she took Cricket to the vet, and the vet said, "There's nothing we can do." So then my dad was a doctor at the med school. So then she took Cricket to the med school and said, "Is there anything that we can do for Cricket?" And they said, "No." And so she came home that night. She put Cricket in a little box in the kitchen. But Cricket had always slept on my bed, and she that summer was sleeping in my bed. And at the end of the next morning, she woke up, and there was Cricket on the end of my bed, dead. Had pulled herself up the stairs onto the bed, was torn between being human and wild, domesticated and wild. Okay, so then I got
this
another
sounds like
raccoon.
The movie Cujo.
Then I got another raccoon because I like Cricket so much. And this raccoon, well, I'd had it for about 2 weeks. It was a little pet raccoon. I was playing basketball out at our basketball hoop. And the neighborhood's golden retriever came swooping in, grabbed little I don't know, I haven't had this raccoon long enough to name it, and grabbed it and forgot its name, and took off with it, just took off with it in its mouth, right? And I give chase, drop my raccoon, you master, drop my raccoon. And finally, I catch the dog. The dog drops the raccoon. I pick up the little bleeding baby raccoon. It bites me and dies. And that's the end of my raccoon stories. I never got another one.
This has taught me so much about you, Jeff. I've learned.
We also had a monkey when I was a kid. We had a monkey, but that was my sister Lucy's, and it didn't last long. It was wild.
Everything you said. Rest in peace, Cricket, man. Moment of silence, if we can, for Cricket.
It was torn internally on what it wanted to be.
Cricket was a great raccoon. I wonder if I have a picture. I'll send you all a picture of me and Cricket.
I'm assuming it's like going to be on your mom's head, foaming at the mouth. I'm assuming that's the photo.
I don't have the one of Cricket attacking my mother. That one was not captured photographically. But I do believe I have a picture of me and Cricket. And I'm gonna tweet it out in a minute, and you're gonna understand what an adorable little raccoon Cricket was.
Now let me ask you this, Jeff: would you compare Mark Gasol's performance last night to Cricket, just in terms of how angry he was?
I think Mark was like a wild raccoon last night. There's no question.